Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the stage with your host, Radio Beast. Yeah. Number no stand up for the stage radio. Welcome to the stage radio. Listen in, man, you gotta hit the show. Tell them bitches, man, you gotta let them know. Cause I heard tryna buy, gon' blow. Only place where the women take over. You the best where the grits gon' show you. Smash the trash with a strike like a cobra. Hit trap, man, somebody should've told ya. 15 got 2 months old. Sean Doug got 2 months old. What's the day to tell me, man, I wanted him to. Getting good, can't turn this off. Hit the crib with a blunt up in my hands. Tuning in to the big homie band. To be honest, I'm the big homie fan. Trust me, dog, man, you gotta listen in. Little homie, don't bother me. When I'm listening to big homie philosophy. Taking over, you can call this monopoly. Plus I'm chilling with Denise and the lovely me. Nigga read the letter, bringing women together. RJ sitting back, and he counting the cheddar. Sonny, he the man with a dog ass. Gonna take a peek, get a Kodak. Misha lover, stay fly, you know that. If the stage got skills, come show that. If the stage got skills, come show that. And BC is your boy that hosted, Yeah. Welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Nikki. It's another Women's Takeover. However, things are a little different this week. So, following suit, it's going to be a little different tonight. We are doing a Meet the Nominees week, and tonight will be no different. So, Monday, it was the female rappers, and when I tell you they came through, they called, they gave their thanks, they gave their support to each other, and it was dope. The fellas came through on Tuesday, and it was dope, too. I ain't gonna front. It was dope or whatever. They was like, hey, thanks, and it was cool. But tonight we are hitting you with a double header. We got the male and female best singer. What? Yes. So, with that being said, we're going to play a combination of the men and the women that were nominated. Congratulations again to each nominee. Thank you. Sending in your music. You guys are how we keep going. You are appreciated. Please understand it. Please continue to support. What I want to do right now is get into one of our more notable nominees. You know, she became infamous and famous at the same time on Love & Hip Hop. But when she called into the stage, we kind of adopted her a little bit. We appreciate her for taking the time to talk to us. Shout out to Amina Butterfly. Shout out to Jazz Butterfly, her sister. We are out here, and we are going to get the songs going. Y'all pardon me for a minute. I am getting everything set up because it wouldn't be the stage if there was not something going on. So there's always something, always something. Don't sleep because it's always something. While everything is getting loaded up, everything's getting set up, don't forget the awards, August 3rd, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Come out. Support these independent artists. Support local businesses. We'll have vendors in the place. Everything is going to be going down. When I say everything, I literally mean everything. We have live performances. We have food. We have drinks. We have the TV show coming out. We also have a little bit of everything. Dress camera ready. Be prepared. with Boy Bye, Mish Lover.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Welcome to the WTW. And how are we going?
Could be better, but yet I will not complain.
Hey, that's the point. That is the absolute point. We got my girl Niecy in the building. Yo.
Hi, Niecy. Hi, what's up, y'all?
Hey, y'all know it wouldn't be the stage and it wouldn't be Blog Talk if everything went flawlessly. So everybody just be patient with us. I am just about where we need to be. So tonight, if you're just joining in, we're doing the WTW a little different. We are doing a Meet the Nominees week, and tonight we are meeting the best male and female singers. So I'm going to flip-flop back and forth, and we're going to tell you a little bit about them and let you know what they got going on right now. So that was Amina Butterfly with Boy Bye. And she's doing big things. Like, if y'all follow her on social media, she has new music coming. She promised to send it in. So I'm waiting. I'm definitely waiting. What are y'all ready for the award? What y'all got going on? Y'all support
it. Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready. Like, the anticipation is building.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, y'all ready? Y'all
got
to show out?
Yes, I am.
Not yet.
Me either.
Still.
Me either.
Ready
but
to
I do know
not
I have a color scheme. I have a color scheme. One step at a time. Are you wearing pants or dresses? What y'all got going on?
I'm wearing pants because I'm probably going to have to put some flats on. I can't do the heels. I'm moving around too much.
What you got in mind, Niecy?
Huh?
I was saying, what did you have in mind, Niecy? But Mish was still talking, so I was trying to get her to finish her statement before I interrupted her. Okay, trying to.
So you good. I'm just gonna wear pants and flats.
Okay, so the next song I'm going to try and put out here is a headliner. It's a headliner for the show, for the awards. Let me specify what show. He's a headliner August 3rd, and I can't wait. When I look down my timeline, it is lit up with the stage. I don't know about y'all, but I'm, like, so proud of that.
I am, too. It came a long way.
A really long way. And, again, I thank everybody that supports us and the show. I want to get into this Charles Reed. I'm going to take y'all backwards. And then come back. Let's see if we can do. I want to play Happy. Let me see if Blog Talk is going to let us play this. Hold on, y'all. I got you. This got me everywhere. Niecy, how's your week been? We ain't heard from you in a minute.
son?
I guess. Are you there?
I can't really hear. What you say?
I was asking you how your week was.
Oh, my week went pretty well. Pretty well. Chilling. What about you?
It's going. If I could get this blog talk to behave, it would be super dope.
What's up, me?
One step at a time.
How's the leg?
Cooling, babe. It hurts.
The leg
like
doing
hell.
Okay?
Oh. No,
we got to get that leg right so you can do the stinky leg at the award show.
That's another reason why I got to wear pants, because my knee is like hella swollen, and I don't know if it's going to be all right by the time the show starts. So
you can tick on one leg. Tick, 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 tick. Do the slow whine.
Y'all cracking me up. Okay, so why I just got to notice that the site is trying to go down. I ain't going to let it happen to us tonight, ladies. We keep a nice, smooth show, and we run a tight ship. I refuse.
There will be order.
There will be order.
Order in the Blog Talk server.
Commanded to be so.
Blog Talk, what's going on?
Put your foot down.
Order.
Put your foot down. Well, anyway, the next song that I'm intending to play whenever it decides to come up is Happy by Charles Reed. And like I said, he is definitely happy. He's definitely going to be in the building August 3rd, along with Faded Moolah as a headliner. So that should be interesting. They run in the same circle, the same little crew called Free Runners.
Faded Moolah still in NC? Wow. Shout out to Faded Moolah. I thought so.
Faded. Yeah, shout out to Faded. But I know where he's going to be, August 3rd.
That's right. It's going down.
Shout out to him. Y'all, make sure you get your tickets. If y'all follow me, which you probably don't because I don't really accept people, but you want to make sure that you are getting your ticket in advance. You do not want to pay at the door because me, Beastie, or none of your favorite friendly co-hosts will be working the door. So there will be no hookups at the door.
I have a special announcement.
Don't say you know nobody. What's your announcement?
The winner. The winner of the contest is Danette Nisi Troy. Yay! run her money. Now, it's still going on, right? We still got the contest going, right? Has anybody attempted? Okay. Let's get it popping. Get that $200. Because we can't get it. If you don't want it, we'll take it.
Thanks.
You better get on your grind, get that pencil popping and see, you know, let me see what he's talking about, what streets. I'll be a winner by the phone.
I think we might have it, ladies. Charles Reed, Happy, y'all pray for the best. Blog Talk, I got something for you later. We'll be back. Look, see? The devil is a liar! Look, it just kicked me out.
Oh, man. Come on, Blog Talk.
I know! Messing up a good show. We had a good thing going, all week.
So let's talk about the things that could happen, possibly happen at the award show with CW22 being there.
and it's gonna air. Like, we should actually get our own sitcom. Wouldn't it be cool?
I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
I'm staying out of the camera. I do not want to be on television.
Why not?
I don't wanna. I don't wanna. I'll take a picture. I do not want to be on TV. I like to be in the background. I like to be a part of the machine that is not visible.
CW 22. I could be that dancing frog. Well, that was WG. My bad. Well, I could be the new frog.
Blog Talk Radio, what you doing? They don't want
to talk, but we want to hear some music.
They stressing me out.
Do you get any letters in there?
We did get letters, but we were not doing letters because no letters, no topics this week because it was Meet the Nominee.
Because it's the nominee week. Right.
However.
They're not working with us right now.
Let me tell y'all something. I want a refund, Blog Talk. I'm just saying.
Elba.
Can
you tell Blog Talk gonna be there too? Because we know you're listening, right? Happy talk.
I wish they would.
Happy talk.
Oh, he's not single anymore. So,
well.
But I do know who is single. What you ask that, Nacy?
Who's single?
I heard one of the hosts on the stage radio is newly single.
Uh-oh. I think that was newly single for like by themselves for a day.
So, oh, they ain't single no more. I can't even speak them up.
I don't think it never registered, so no.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you win
the host said
some.
The host said they was done, and the other party was just like, you're just mad. You're going to get over it.
Well,
this is what you're not going to do. Okay. All right, I got an update from Blog Talk, and we got a little movement. Let's see what happens. Charles, we even happy. Let's go. Maybe not. They lie.
I'm jump started. There we go.
Yeah, baby. She loves this song, 'cause I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes and the world's most beautiful smile. I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride for sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map, you know, to show me where you wanna go.
I just wanna make you happy.
Give us two. So shout out to Charles Reed. August 3rd, the Stage Awards. This is his other song. This is a back-to-back doubleheader. And I don't know how many times I'm going to do this tonight. It depends on Blog Talk. Doubleheader, Charles Reed, One You Need, and then we will be right back. Or not.
Talk for a minute, hey. I thought that we would take it slow. Been hurt from the past coming in it, hey. I don't need to thank you, no. But damn, I'm in need of some loving, but got some problems trusting. Get ready, I know you're ready for it. Sweet baby, shout and look at them thighs. Got a nickel wallet for it. So I'ma break it down while I take you up and show you things that you might have been missing. No call, no foul plays on me, girl. It's time to set it up. You want some loving, good loving, but I'm afraid to.
Out of mind with that shit, you ain't got. It's Meesh Lover, and you are now tuned in to Women's Takeover Wednesday. Send in your emails, get the latest sauce, and rock out with your girls, Nikki and Niecy, from 9 to 11.
Okay, we got one drop. I ain't going to push it. Let me see if I can get my girls in too much sauce.
Hi, guys. Let me tell you. Okay?
Hola, hola, hola.
All right. I got my girl.
Man,
I tell
doing?
Y'all, the struggle has been real with Blog Talk tonight.
That's what's up.
It's been real. So please, come on and let us know what kind of sauce you got.
Okay, so I'm gonna be real quick because then the daggone CW people beat me and I'm gonna call y'all right back. So let me do what I got real quick so I'm calling them back. So I just was gonna talk about DC's president real quick. That's all, you know, Donald Trump. I was just gonna, you know,
now that's funny.
Bash him a little bit. Yeah, I was just gonna bash DC's president a little bit. So the Mueller report, you know, everything came out and, you know, Congress had him, Mueller, testify today, and they asked him a specific question. They said, so, can you indict a president on criminal charges while he's still in office? And he said, no. And that's the only reason why he did not press charges against Donald Trump with the Russian investigation and stuff, because you cannot indict a president, a sitting president, on criminal charges. You have to go ahead and try to do impeachment, but you cannot do that. So that's why he was just like, fuck it, and there's no point in us going further with this. But, you know, they had to, you know, the report was redacted or whatever, so they had to come, you know, he had to unredact all that and showed it was like 10 spots where the president fucked up, where he did some criminal shit. So look at your president, DC. That's all I wanted to say.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Right.
I don't have a president,
so
okay?
So I brought y'all some political salt.
Thank you. Shout out to Shonda, y'all.
Yes.
I don't have a president.
Shout out to the Stage Awards. Shout out to the Stage Awards, y'all. It will be getting aired on the WB22. I got to get off this phone because I got to make another phone call. Love you guys.
Later,
love you. Thanks for calling.
See you later.
Peace out.
So my source is just full of, I think after everything that I have read today, I'm just like, ooh, child, the ghetto. Like, God, come get your kids. They are down here acting a mess. I need him to come get his kids. Seriously, like, Jesus, come get your kids because they are down here just acting a mess. So let's start off with Monique. Monique Black, I think low-key she had a reason to. So she bashed Oprah and Steve Harvey. So here's why. So I don't know if you guys noticed about Monique, but her brother Gerald, he had, you know, who admitted to molesting Monique, I guess at some point in their lives. He reached out to Oprah to speak on his child predatorness or whatever you want to call it. And Oprah thought of it as a good idea. I guess she's coming out with this show. And, you know, beforehand she did reach out to Monique and she asked Monique, how does she feel about having her brother on the show, and if Monique wanted to come on the show as well to be, you know, speak as the victim who was molested by her brother. Monique told Oprah her brother is a scammer, and she wanted nothing to do with it. She didn't want nothing to do with it, and she did not want to do anything with the interview. She also expressed how she preferred that interview would not happen, but Oprah
had allegedly assured her that this would not happen. The situation, it was canceled. But apparently, Oprah has still went on, and they went into filming and recording the brother, and Monique went off. Now, she's right for this, because that's a personal part of her life. And, you know, she's telling me that my brother's a scammer. This is what, that's her brother. She knows her brother at the back of her hand. Like, this is what he is. Don't do it. And if you're asking me about a personal time in my life that's really dark to me, and I tell you no, no is no.
Well, what's the point of asking?
Right, if you're going to still do it anyway, regardless of your show. Right. Oh, but you got money, girl. Like, that little show is not going to make or break your pocket. It's not.
What's going on? What's going on, Oprah?
Yeah, that was shady.
You got... Oh, my goodness.
First
shady.
Of all, she got in trouble, and she got backlash over the whole Michael Jackson Neverland abuser thing. Like,
right.
You ain't learning
right.
from messing with people. Like, and these abusers, like, come on, Oprah.
Let's do a special on you and Stedman and them. True.
Yeah.
Do a special on you and Stedman.
Stedman. So,
right.
This is so crazy to me. Okay, so it is out there, but okay, I'm going to talk about it anyway. Nicole Murphy, So, Nicole Murphy, she out here being, she is being scandalous and trifling. This is
messy.
Crazy. So, very messy. So, Nicole Murphy has been seen in public making out with somebody. She was making out with Lila Rochelle's husband. So, you don't know if you ever seen Waiting to Exhale. She played like the very soft spoken one, the little, you know, the innocent one. Forgot what her name was.
The one that was with Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah.
Guy.
That's okay. So Nicole Murphy was caught kissing her husband in public. Nicole Murphy apologized to her, and you know, she went on to say that she was embarrassed for kissing him and the scandal, and it's bad because Lila and her husband have been married for 19. They're going into 19 years of marriage. And from the photos, fans are not happy. Nicole says she was just being friendly and sharing tongue and spit with an old friend. In what country? Because in America, that's not a right. And in America,
she didn't marry a Michael Strahan dude.
Right.
Did they not get married?
Yeah.
They didn't get married.
You get cut for stuff like that. Because my husband. He's not kissing none of his friends. You better handshake, tell him to give it like side hugs.
The
church hug.
She got a little freak of her. All them kids she had with Eddie Murphy.
I guess that people like started to wonder about like what's going on. Nicole Murphy, you out here? Lisa Ray and the Brat vouched for this. Lisa Ray has said that when she was married to her husband at the time, that Nicole Murphy was one of the females that was trying to, you know,
wow,
get up in her husband. And the Brat, she vouched for it. She said, absolutely right. Well, my sister was the first lady of whatever their clothing line was. It was a couple of them hoes that did that. That was what the Brat said. And they're saying that she was one of them. Nicole Murphy was one of them females that was in the face. And Lisa Ray said she knew that they were married. Nicole. We're not even going to call her Nicole Murphy. We're going to just say Nicole. Like, what is happening? And she's 48. So everybody's, like, on Twitter are bashing her. They're basically like, girl, you 48 years old. Like, this is some, that's teenage stuff. Like, you don't do that. And then, like, if you consider somebody a friend, why are you kissing them in public? Like you just been married. Like, how would you feel if your husband kissed another female in the mouth like that? This is beyond me, y'all. Beyond me.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't have time. No, ma'am.
Like, my husband, he's going to have his friends. Okay, but there's no kissing in the mouth. You kiss your husband. You kiss yours.
Right.
I got this. Anyway, Nicole, girl, you gotta get yourself together. You're too old for the bullshit now. Get it together.
I'm telling you, too old.
Jesus, come get your kids. Come get your kids. Come get them. They're out here. They are acting crazy. Like, tell me. So, anyway, Jay-Z and Meek Mill have announced that they're going to join ventures for Dream Chaser, for Dream Chaser label. So, as you guys know, Dream Chaser has been something that Meek Mill has been putting in works for a while. He's definitely been wanting to start his own label. And now, him and Jay-Z have partnered together, and they're going to make this dream a reality for Meek Mill. So, I'm here for it. I like that.
I'm here for it, too. I'm all for new, growing businesses, partnerships. Let's do it. Let's make a bunch of black billionaires in this world. I'm with it.
But, you know, like, of course, some people had negative things to say, like, oh, it won't work. Jay-Z and Meek Mill together. But y'all got to understand, it will work. Because Meek Mill is not just a rapper. And even as a rapper, if you actually listen to the stuff he says, it makes perfect sense. Jay-Z is not just a rapper. Jay-Z is a millionaire right now. Like, do you see the money he makes? Do you see how he invested his money? Like, this man knows how to spend his coin. This man knows what he's doing. So if I was a rapper, hell yeah, I'm going to Jay-Z. Jay-Z or Diddy? Probably not Diddy. But Jay-Z? Go for it.
Well, I'm ready. I'm here for it.
I like that.
I'm here for it. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I like it. I'm here for it. So, you know, for the thing. And last but not least, everybody's kind of going back and forth about this basketball wife thing. They're kind of saying, like, Evelyn is being a bully to Jen because they feel as though they're like, you know, when Jackie calls your daughter poster board ho or whatever she calls her, you didn't go at Jackie, but you and Jackie are now friends, but you're ready to beat Jen up every chance you get. But Jackie did the same thing, and Jackie gets to sit in the house with you, you got friends, they're getting drinks, but you didn't give Jen that same reasoning.
I don't keep up with the show, but seems like I do remember Jackie and Evelyn beefing last season or a couple of seasons ago about what she said about her daughter.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
It went there.
I could be wrong.
No, you're
but
right.
Maybe
it was
actually last season. Maybe they got past it. Yeah, maybe they got past it. Like,
yeah, but everybody's question is, why are you so quick to... Right, but everybody's like, they're like, you're so quick to beat up Jen because you know Jen not going to fight back, but you didn't want to do that to Jackie. They got drama.
Right. Right. Let's see.
I don't know, but you know, I just want to say shout out to everybody. Hope to see everybody on August 3rd because we are going to be there. And if you're on my social media, it is Tink Tink Baptiste on Facebook. And on Instagram, it is something about that Tink Tink. That is spelled with a D-A-T underscore Tink Tink.
You spit that social media out so fast. Are you ready for these awards?
I am almost. I still don't know what I'm wearing. It's okay. Probably like 2 days before, I might just know. Right.
Right.
I don't know.
All I
feel
I
like
such a girl,
but I don't know what I want to
do.
Yeah, that's all I know is the colors. That's all I know. I don't know how I'm going to coordinate it. And I got
pants,
an extra girl to do on TV. I'm going to do
right.
I'm gonna show some legs. I'm going to do some legs. I'm going to show some legs. Wear a dress.
Show the legs.
Very elegant. To show my lady side, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this, though. And then... like, there's so many great performances we're going to have there. Like, you guys don't want to miss it. If you don't have your tickets, please get those tickets. Cash App it. Well, you know, listen, we have
right.
a world where digitalness works. Social media works. Yeah, I use technology every day. It works. Cash App.
Right.
$15. And it comes with a meal. Listen, food and me are best friends. I know everybody likes to eat. Nobody gonna tell me they don't. So that comes with a meal.
First of all, like, you spend $15 at McDonald's,
right,
and get the bubble gut.
Why not spend $15 to get some good food?
Right, and some entertainment.
Right, listen, it's gonna be some sexy guys and sexy girls there, women, men, performances. I don't know who's single out there, but if you're single and you're mingling and you're paying, listen, it comes in a package. And you get to be on TV. Mama, I made it. Like, it works. Like,
Mama made it.
I know everybody want to be on TV at some point. Come looking your best, not your prom best now, but come looking appropriately nice. And you know,
oh, my
look.
Gosh, that lady. Where is Niecy? Niecy, I need you to come on here and tell us about this lady. I missed
yes.
it.
So I can tell you from what I see. So this lady, she was, like, very excited. Like, I guess she's just very excited because it was like, oh, she's going to an award show. So I guess in her mind, it was like, let me come dressed up. So she came. She had, like, the puffy prom dress on. So me and my friend was like, oh, okay. Hopefully she'll come sit next to us. Lo and behold, she did. So I'm like, okay. She had on her flat. She took off her flat. She put on the baby fat heels. I said, oh, wow. Oh, you fancy.
That's how you
pulled out the baby fat. But then she pulled out the nail polish. I said, oh, what is she about to do? She started painting her toenails. I said, wow. Is this really? I thought I was being pranked. I thought, like, you guys were pranking me to see my reaction. But then when I realized, like, y'all didn't come out and say, all right, thanks for pranking you, y'all was serious. I was like, okay. She painted her toenails. Great. Painted her toenails, and then she had to dress them for, like, 2 hours. She took the bottom part off and then had on jeans with the jean jacket.
No.
I said, yo, she did not come to play.
No.
She did a
well,
two outfit in one.
I hope she do come because I'm always down for some entertainment. I ain't gonna lie. I'm here for it.
Nikki
come through.
Is here for it. We are all here for it. You wore that prom
dress. We are
dress.
All
come
here
through.
For it.
Come through with the prom dress.
Come through with the prom dress.
But I think for $50, we're getting so much stuff, so I'm excited.
Yes, we are getting a lot of buzz right now. I ain't going to say it's because the TV show was announced, but it was because
but,
the TV show was announced.
Yeah, we're going to put it up in here.
And the Ramata. That's what I feel, but whatever gets you out, whatever gets those tickets sold, buy it now. Buy it now. I can't say that enough. Buy it now.
Because
at
the
door, there's no hookups at the door. People are already in their feelings.
Yeah.
In some type of way because there's no hookup at the door.
Yeah,
Kyle,
please don't call us
because
we cannot come and help you.
It's above me now.
You know, it's always that one person, yo, Nikki, I'm at the door. Oh, okay, $20. See when you come inside.
Right, hey. It's above me now. That's my token term for the stage award. It's above me now. How come I didn't win?
It's above me now. We mean that with so much love. But thank you. But understand,
it's
like
above me now.
We love y'all, but we gotta be honest with y'all. It is what it is. If you get there late and you don't got a seat. That's your business. You wait till like
that is
literally
your business.
2 hours before the event, like, yo, I got my 15. You might just still got to pay. You got to pay that 20. Listen, we cannot help you. We're telling y'all this now. Let's go. Get them tickets. You don't get your ticket. Don't pop up like, oh, my name on the guest list. Oh, I'm with such and such. I'm the plus. Yeah. Oh.
Nope. Understand
that I was in here already.
The guest list, the plus one names, all of that will be at the door. It will not be an empty plus one. It will be so and so and so. We do not have time for the shenanigans nor the slip-ups. As you can see by tonight's show, Blog Talk gives us enough stress. We don't need it.
Shut up,
get your affairs in line before you walk through that door.
Yeah.
Do not bring you whatever you got going on at the award show. We're not. You take care of your business outside, away from the venue.
Please,
and come to have a good time. We're not doing that. We're not doing that this time. So we letting you know off the jump. Leave that whatever you do at home.
Right.
Period. That's it.
Period.
You can't deal with that. Don't come. We don't need you. Bye. We're here to have a good time.
Bye.
Celebrate the audience.
Before you disappear, Tink Tink, let them know how they can win $200.
DT. Oh, of course.
take your time with it.
So you guys already know we have the Big Homie Challenge going on. What's the Big Homie Challenge, Tink Tink? Oh, I'm going to tell you. Okay. So the Big Homie Challenge is he has this hit song out, Where I'm From. You guys have to be able to spit the whole second verse from beginning to end. Now, here's the key point with the second verse. Big Homie lives every hood in Fayetteville. You have to be able to list every hood in Fayetteville from beginning to end. No mess up. Don't forget them. Don't worry. We got them on paper, so we know if you miss one. You get it correct. Big Homie is going to present to you $200 as well as a guest appearance in his music video. Host cannot do it, but we want everybody to do it. Female, guys, you can do it too. Females can do it. It doesn't matter if you're a singer, not a rapper. It's fine. We just want to hear you list all those hoods from the beginning to the end. Again, you list them from the beginning to end, you get $200 and a guest appearance in the Big Homie video. He's excited at me, waiting to see who the person is. I'm excited to see. I can't compete, though. None of us can compete. Nikki, if you want to give him a hint on one of the names, the only name she's going to give you is one.
The only name I'm going to give you, Nessie Messi.
That's
now,
it.
If you like missed the song, you could go back and listen to any of the on-demand shows. We played it just about every night. We'll continue to play it except for tonight because Blog Talk don't really want us to play the music tonight. But we will. Good luck to you because. Go ahead, Tate.
We will post it on the stage. As well as you have me on social media, I will be posting it, of course, and everybody else will post it for you guys. Just listen. Listen out for it. Pay attention. And may the best person win. That's all I can say.
May the best person win. So
I will say,
y'all,
take that time.
Take your time. Learn the song because you only get one chance. I was told. Beastie said, you get one chance to hit them cities, them towns, them hoods. The song is on all digital platforms. You do not have to wait to listen, but we prefer you do. But get that money. And I want 10% because I gave y'all the first name, Nasty Nasty.
Figure it out, y'all. Get it correct.
Nasty, messy. Well, being that I just got a notification that Blog Talk is having server issues because of a storm, I'm going to cut the WTW early tonight. My sincerest apologies to every artist that attempted to call in and got the busy signal. My hosts were getting the busy signal. They don't want us to play this music. They are experiencing a storm. So, with that being said, we'll do our best to update social media to give them their just due and their shout out. And we'll try it again tomorrow. Y'all pray that the good Lord Jesus and Mother Nature can become friends and give us some peace in the valley so we can bring y'all some good music, and we will be back tomorrow.
Hey.
Ladies, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. All right, y'all. I love you much. I'm going to go ahead and end this now. We don't even have no outro song because that's how the devil works. But I love y'all anyway. Good luck to everybody on the Big Homie Challenge. Good luck to all of the nominees. And we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Peace.